awesome.
Coach, first of all, talk about, you know, the first 5 minutes, you got off to a good start, and then the second half, first 5 minutes, you really put the game away. Talk about the importance of those first 5 minutes of both halves.
Well, you know, we had a rough game Thursday, couldn't put the ball in the hole to save our lives, and today we came out with a lot more confidence. You know, we got a lot of shots in the last couple of days, and I think we executed well, moved the ball well, and got the shots we wanted, knocked them down, and played well, quite well defensively as well.
Becky, you talk about the importance of balanced scoring. I guess four players in double figures, and I guess you guys were able to help each other out by making shots, and that really helped the offensive side of things.
Well, that's like the thing about our team. It doesn't matter who's scoring. We don't care. We're going to have balanced scoring, and that's when we win games. When we have one person all of a sudden hitting the 25-30 mark, we don't win those games usually. Usually we win the games when it's balanced and we're passing the ball, moving and getting assists and working it that way.
Lindsay, talk about your offensive game, 18 points in the game, moving into the starting lineup here today. How important was that, I guess, with you being in the starting lineup here today?
I mean, it feels good when you're hitting your shots no matter what, regardless, but I think I just kind of had the mismatch playing in the four spot. Some of their bigger girls couldn't really guard as well out on the perimeter, so it was easier for me to attack. And when they were starting to collapse, I kicked. And like Becky said, when it's balanced scoring, that's when we play well.
Coach, how important, I guess, is this win after a couple of tough losses against pretty good teams? And as you try to earn your way into the GLIAC tournament, how important is a win like this?
It's huge. I mean, we're battling to get into the tournament, and every night is a rough night in the GLIAC, so we need to make sure that we're getting wins, especially at home. And Saginaw bumped us off at their place, so we definitely knew this was going to be a tough game, and we just came out ready and very determined. And you know, I was very proud of the way we ran the floor. We transitioned really well, and we got the shots we wanted. We got a ton of points in the paint in the first half, and even the second half, we did a pretty good job. So, you know, it's important that we are doing that all the time, consistently, not just for 20 minutes here and there.
Becky, a big thing was you guys took care of the ball as well here tonight. 9 turnovers. But that was nice to see, especially being a point guard.
Yeah, definitely nice to see, even though 3 of them are mine. But, you know, just we're all taking care of the ball. That's when we're getting the shots. And, you know, if we keep turning the ball over, having 30-something turnovers like we've had in the past, we lose possessions, and that's loss of points. So taking care of the ball, that's why we had 83 points today. We took care of the ball and got the possessions and made the shots.
Lindsay, what were some of the things you did defensively, I guess, that hurt Saginaw Valley? They shot only 37% of the game.
Well, we worked really hard on our communication, because the other night we weren't communicating as well, and that's when you kind of have lapses in your defense. So we really focused on talking all the time, getting under the screens, getting over the screens when we needed to, and just helping each other out and rebounding. So we had to push them out. They were bigger than us.
Congratulations.
Thanks.